Flavour Day, this is the bit where we share some of the stories that have captured our attention, or where we've learnt something that we didn't know before today, or stories that have been shared by loads of people. One of the ones that we shared was that there's a story about a woman who spotted her dream man on a train from Bristol Temple Meads. And at the time, she didn't actually have the nerve to pass on her phone number. So what she's done instead, perhaps a very modern thing, she's taken to social media to try and track him down. And she shared a message about him and hoping that others will pass it on. And then, da-da, he will see it and maybe get in touch. So this just sort of got us thinking about strangers on a train, how you do approach someone. And so for our Ask the Expert today, we're going to hear from someone who's a relationship coach. It's Sam Spiro, talking about the new sort of etiquette when it comes to love. So welcome to the programme, Sam. Nice to be talking to you.
Lovely to be talking to you too.
So just this particular story, this kind of, I reckon lots of people will be able to relate to this in some sort of a way. You know, you're sort of on the move and you spot someone, you have that maybe sliding doors moment when you have the conversation, when you don't. What should you be doing? What is the etiquette in this sort of scenario? Should you approach or how do you do it?
Well, having had that experience myself, I think with hindsight or foresight, should I say, I would actually say smile. I would say smile, your biggest possible smile, hold your eye contact. If you're brave enough, I would possibly write it on a piece of paper and give them your number, and I really would do that. Because, yes, I would.
Yeah. So may I ask, you said this has happened to me. What were your surroundings? Were you on a train as well?
I was on a train, and I caught eyes of the guy, and it was quite a few years ago before social media.
Yeah.
And I just went very, very shy that he kept looking at me. I kept looking at him. And I got off the train thinking, well, no, I should have spoken to him. I should have given him my number or something. Anyway, so feeling at like, you know, very kind of humbled about it. And I went off to work. And the next day he was on the train again.
Oh, wow.
Yes, indeed. So it went on for about 2 weeks and still nothing. You know, kicking myself in between and just thinking, oh, what am I going to do? And feeling very shy. And eventually I bumped into him in a building next to my building at work.
Oh, yes. Happened to be passing.
It just happened. It was, I call it serendipity.
Yeah.
So I followed him. I saw him and I followed him into the building and I found out where he was and he was a photographer. And I went up there and there's a feeling of when you've been catching somebody's eye and obviously when you're looking at somebody like that, there is an exchange of information going on between people, whether we know it or whether we don't. So I felt like that he was a friend. So I went up into the building and we exchanged phone numbers and then we went on a date. And turns out that he lived just around the corner to where I lived as well.
Blimey.
And, yes.
And did you go on a second date? This is the big question.
We went on a few dates and I would love to be able to say that he turned out to be the love of my life, but he didn't.
But at least you had the opportunity to find out, you know. And that's,
yes.
That's the difference in this story, isn't it, so far?
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, but I guess what I feel for this lady because she's obviously pinned her hopes. You know, she's had this oxytocin rush. She's seen this guy. You know, she's created a story around it for herself. It's kind of filled her heart up with, you know, like this positive feeling. And she's hoping against hope, you know, that somehow he will pop up into her existence again. And you know what? He might. He really might.
Well, this is true, as your story demonstrates. When you mention the oxytocin, so what happens when we see someone who catches our eye in this kind of a way? What's going on?
So, I mean, basically, you're taking in loads more oxygen and something's going on in your brain. The brain starts firing positive signals. And it's just this feeling of love, a bit like eating a chocolate bar or getting a hug. And it's just this incredible rush of positivity that becomes because we're looking for experiences that match what, you know, what we've got ingrained in our head as being a positive experience for us. So when we see it, it just lights us up. So it's that feeling of being lit up, expansion in the heart, just good vibes, good feelings. And we see it from somebody else and we think it's them. But actually, it's us.
Oh, that's interesting.
Very much.
I see. Okay. So a lot more about what's going on in our own head than maybe what they may be transmitting.
Yes.
Do you think, I know sometimes, and I forget what film it is, I can't remember the reference, but you know, you can meet someone and literally five steps on in your own head, you're married and have settled down and achieved whatever you wanted to achieve with them. Do you think that men and women both do that, or is that more of a female trait? I don't know whether you can say it like that.
I think we probably both do it in different ways. I think men also have their fantasies. I think men are also idealistic. As a proponent of women, I would hate to say that we're the only ones that dream and have big dreams. I think possibly men might be a bit more ruthless about it in their own way, and a bit more clear cut in that, this is right, this is wrong, move on, next. But I definitely think that women have the ability to turn anything into something. I think we're very good at that. I think a lot of us are very good at that. I hope this doesn't end up with lots of calls saying, no, it's not true, but from what I've seen, I think we're very good at holding on and making things bigger for us than they are. And that's probably based on the way we brought up, or, you know, media, story, Cinderella.
What I like is the way that you said that actually, ultimately, that's about hopes. That's just about being connected to your hopes, ultimately, isn't it? And the things that you would really like to see happen. So, you know, that's no bad thing. Okay, no. So if someone catches our eye, then if we find ourselves in a similar scenario, bus or a train, someone catches our eye, try and, just to recap, you said smile, hold the eye contact, and if you can, write down your number and be brave enough to venture over and give it to them.
Exactly, because nothing ventured, nothing gained. They could be the love of your life.
You're so right. Thank you, Sam, for your time this afternoon. Interesting
no
to
problem.
Talk to you and to get a little glimpse into what goes on when you have one of these kind of encounters. Thanks, Sam. Sam Spiro there, talking about etiquette in love and, just this idea about what happens when you meet someone, especially the sort of romantic notion of meeting them on a train. Who knows? It could lead to everlasting love, as Sam said.